We are live from the shores of Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion in beautiful downtown
Woodlands,
Texas.
Woodlands.
It's the Bing and Bong Show, and now here they are, Bing and Bong!
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
We got no applause there. Not in the crew. Nobody clap. Nobody clap.
Here we are, warming up the audience. Let's go.
You remind me of Ed McMahon, and I'm Johnny Carson.
All right, I'll tell you what.
We're back to work.
That's all right. It's good to be back. You know,
what did you do in the time off?
I walked.
You walked what? Across, like Forrest Gump, across the country?
I did.
California.
I did something.
I did too.
I know. We don't want to talk about what. No.
What
did you do?
What? Are you worried about job security?
No, I heard you went flying.
I went flying, but I also went to the Hangout Festival and did.
Well, I heard, that's the new wave.
Tygo.
With Tygo, I heard that went well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting. Me and Robert, I don't know, Club Trini, I might be taking over there.
You might be just Trini.
It was a lot of fun.
All right, I want to talk about something.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yeah,
me too.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's new and it's taking the nation. That's what I hear. So I got to play it. We're kind of involved in it because we kind of sponsor things. Margaritaville does. But I've heard I'm playing tomorrow for the first time.
Okay, well,
so
we're going to
pick up all people out there. You'll know. But it's
no. Pop, it's kind of like ping pong.
Is it? I love ping pong.
Very popular.
It is.
Very popular.
Especially
very,
with
have
the,
you played
I heard
it?
Really popular with the seniors.
Seniors.
No.
Active live. That's not senior. That's active living.
Getting into it.
Kids.
There's a whole Margaritaville pickleball line.
All right. So, but it's like, listen. I love ping pong, and I love tennis. So somewhere in between.
But
I hear there's a no fly zone. There's a place you can't go, or you get fined or something.
Really?
Remus was describing it to. But I'll let you know tomorrow.
You can't get next to the net because.
I want to kill up.
Exactly. That's why they make that rule.
For people like me.
Yep.
They want to just.
Don't you dare.
Who's playing net? Who we playing?
Who? Where?
Let's see, we're playing me and...
Who are you playing?
Who's playing? Me and Ramos against Meter and...
Charlie Hood?
Oh, no.
No, okay.
Not Charlie Hood.
There's got to be a pickleball
Maybe he
ringer
is playing.
In there somewhere.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know who the ringer would be. Let me see.
You need a ringer.
Well, maybe I can get Rafa to come over while
well,
the day
we
off.
Need a little viewer mail.
Go. Here's the viewer mail. Goes back to the basketball days. Remember Truck Buffett used to
Truck. Yes.
Used to wear an ashtray duct taped to your wrist.
Didn't.
Listen, yeah.
And you went into your opponent.
No.
With a towel on your wrist.
Yeah.
And you aim for their chin.
It's all about separation.
The separation.
Yeah, right. You can get people separated if you've got an ashtray on your forearm.
I don't even want to go there. Dan Peters. Bing, this for you. Oh, show days. What's different in how you spend your day now versus how you spent it 30 years ago?
That's a loaded question.
Yes, sure is. Loaded is the word.
Loaded is the word, yeah. No, let's just say.
Oh, yeah.
You're on tonight, man. Woo. You're ready to go. Oh, I'm ready to go, too, I got to get up there.
Well,
no, 30 years ago. What were you doing 30 years ago? Let me ask you that. How'd you get ready for shows? I think we had a cocktail.
Well, we did. We teed it up.
Yes, we did tee it up because we thought we were bulletproof back then.
Hell, yeah.
So we've learned differently. So
we're not bulletproof.
Let's see. First thing I do now that I didn't do there was exercise in the morning.
Well, I do that.
Yes,
myself.
I know. You do too.
This is Pirate Rick.
Bing and Bong.
Oh, this is a good one. Why did the song "Train to Dixieland" never make an album? Fins up.
Train to Dixieland.
It left the song. It was on. It was going to be on. Havana Daydreaming. Remember you put a band together.
Oh, yeah.
We went and recut at Chip's studio.
It might have had something to do with the band at the time.
No, Train to Dixieland. Was that
it was Fingers and Larry Raspberry. No, but it was like more of a train lounge, Dixieland.
Deep.
Yeah, trying to come in. It's yeah. Keith Sykes' song.
It is. No, we cut it.
There you
we
go.
We cut it, but it didn't make the cut.
No, it didn't. Because you wanted to put the things that we redid out of it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So, question, Captain Rick.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, Pirate Rick.
Pirate
yeah,
Rick.
Pirate,
good
Pirate
question,
Rick,
yeah. Pirate Rick.
All right, Kendall Hamilton here. Bing.
Yo.
All right. It's National Go Barefoot Day. I didn't know that. When did you decide to go barefoot on stage for your shows?
It just was natural. It started out when I was playing in beach gigs. And listen, I wore a Catholic school uniform for 12...
How many years?
16 years.
Wow. Oh, no.
So I didn't want to have to dress up in any way, shape, or form.
Another good question.
That is a
There are a lot of
question.
Good questions tonight.
Oh, my.
Peeking early here.
Yeah, but I see other people are copying me now, you know, but I was always
what do you mean?
On them.
Like that?
Yeah, but look at those little white shoes.
Put those shoes back on.
Because you go barefoot all the time.
I know.
All the time.
Look, I got like Vibrams on the bottom of there.
I see that.
See like that? Mm, yours are kind of a little soft there.
They are.
Looking
they
a little soft. Those aren't your walking shoes,
huh? No, yeah,
we're going to censor. We'll put a censor on his feet there.
All right. Those are some white looking feet.
Oh, I can beat those.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, I know. Please don't. Please don't. No.
Who said that? I haven't seen white meat like that since Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Somebody said that about
turkey.
Somebody said that. Did you say that?
I believe I said that.
To his brother. I think you said
Yes, I did say it to his brother.
All right. Trevor Caldwell, Bing and Bong.
Yes.
If you could be in any band, part or present, which one would you choose and why?
Other than our band?
Well, that's probably Coral Reefer Band.
I would want to be the Coral Reefer Band.
I would too.
Yeah. If I had another band to be in,
you know,
at the time, we'll see.
Who would it be?
What band would you want to be in?
Well, I wanted to be in the James Brown Band.
Yeah.
But I just heard a story. I don't want to.
I wanted to be in.
I would have been.
You know what band I wanted to be in? Pure Prairie League.
Wow. Can I ask why?
Because they were like, you know, they were a step up from folk music, but they still played acoustic.
I
opened for them a lot as a solo player.
That's good.
And I wanted to be in the band. I'm sure glad I didn't go there.
I know, I am too.
But then
Thank
I started wanting. I know how bands work. They're kind of democratic. Yeah, I mean, in terms of. That's
yeah,
not
yeah,
a political
well,
thing.
No, I understand.
Everybody gets to say so.
No, we don't.
I didn't like that.
No.
No.
You wanted to be.
I wanted to be, don't say it. I just, what? I wanted to be the captain of the ship.
The captain of the ship.
Yes.
Ah.
It's worked out, hasn't it?
No, it has. It's fine.
I don't flog much.
No. All right, one more.
Sometimes we have to flog people.
Okay.
But other times we don't.
Well, that was the end of the questions.
Well, let's go to work.
Yeah.
Let me drive this boat over there.
Okay. Whoa. All right, Captain. Whoa. Captain Buffett here.
It looks like a full house out there tonight.
Well, by the way, this is one of our favorite places to play. The stage is air conditioned, and I grew up on the Gulf Coast. So let's start there.
All right. This is really good.
So we can sweat some here. Because the hottest show I ever played here is where we're going at the end of the week in Dallas.
106.
Yes, right.
You remember that? Out in that parking lot.
Yes.
That's more they built this venue it's 50 years old now.
Yeah, it's 50 years old now. Yeah. And you know what today is? Today is the 52nd anniversary of the release of Sgt. Pepper. So I put it in my beach today.
Okay.
And I pedal my bicycle around and I listened to the whole Sgt. Pepper album. Because we listened to that when it came out. We were trying to get a band together to music to a folk rock band.
Right.
We had to audition.
Yeah.
So Ricky Bennett and I, my dear friend who passed away, I'm going to dedicate something to him tonight. It was my first band member, my roommate. We did the most prudent thing ever. We went out and bought the Beatles album, stood in line and bought the album, and we made the very logical decision to go home and drop acid and learned it in 24 hours.
I was going to say.
And then we got the job.
That is wonderful. I knew that you dropped acid. I was going to ask you that question.
That's
but
good,
I knew
good
that
call.
You must
good
have
call.
dropped You wouldn't have told that story if you hadn't dropped acid.
No, I wouldn't learn it. I wouldn't learn.
You wouldn't have spent 24 hours learning
songs. I
got to
say, when I was on my bicycle today, I was riding around the Woodlands.
Yeah.
I was kind of, picture yourself on a boat in the river with tangerines, eagles, and marmalades. I got fucking lost.
Yeah.
I think I had a flashback.
I know, exactly.
And then all of a sudden, Ramos and Charlie Hood are looking for him, and I got my Google map. I knew where I was, but I gathered myself. But I was out there, you know, and I forgot, she's leaving home. The whole album I listened to today, so thanks to the Beatles.
Thank you, Beatles.
Good story. All right,
got the job.
Good, that's good.
What if I hadn't have dropped acid?
Well, you wouldn't have gotten a job.
No, I'd have been playing in somebody else's band.
There would have no singer-songwriter, Jimmy
You're
Buffett.
Barely. He
had never started the Coral Reefer Band. Mm-hmm. And what would you be doing? Working in a shipyard.
I wouldn't have done that.
Well, I can't figure that one out. No, I don't.
I've been Coconut Pete working in some bars over here. Yeah. This is better. I like it.
All right, good. See? All right, we'll see you. Thank you. Woodland.
Back.
Yeah, we'll see
Have a good show, guys.
Ciao, baby.
See you in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
No, you wouldn't. I just had shit.